the notion, Lamaisa, of the concept. There is an issue in the Torah, believe it or not. I'm not sure if you're familiar. You're not allowed to call Abraham Abram. The Gemara says, anyone who says calls Avram Abram is over an Isser Lav. One sheet that says an essay. It's interesting. If you call Yisrael Yaakov or you call Sarah Sarah, there is no Isser. Yes? But when it calls Abram, when you call Avram Abram, you're over a Lav or an essay. What happened, brothers? You're Gimel Amaral. It's interesting. The Rif and the Rosh leave out the whole halacha. They leave it out completely. Rambam also doesn't mention it at all, Lamaisa. It's very interesting, Lamaisa, that it's not mentioned. But I want you to be aware of it. And the question is why the Rambam doesn't mention it. Because maybe the Rambam holds that Yushalmi, you don't have din in Kodah Matan Torah. So this Lav is Kodah Matan Torah. Maybe there's no fear. But it does say you're over in this essay as well, boys. Is there anyone in Shas named Amram? Is anyone in Shas Amram named Abram?
No.
You know Shas?
Huh?
No. Not that I've heard in my time.
Mayor, very good. The Gemara says Armasach and Gittin. Daphnunum and Aleph, yes. Vatani Avram Chozo. Why don't you look up Tzar Masechli? Gittin Nunam and Aleph. Vatani Avram Chozo. What's going on here? Maritzkai says he saw the Seder Adairis, Eric Avram. He says he thinks it's a mistake. It should be Avimi Chozo. Take a look at Nunam and Aleph. He says he thinks it's a mistake. It should be what? Avimi Chozo, not Avram. Do you see it there, Nunam and Aleph? He switches the gears. Here's Marma Kindness, guys. Okay? We're discussing the din, the Alokhi. Not allowed to call Avram. They don't mention it. The Rambam, Riff, and Rosh leave out the din. I don't think it says it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. But the Gemara in Gittin says, you don't see it there in Nunam Rav? It says Avram Chozo, Eini Froin. So he says it's a mistake. It should be, what should it be? Avimi instead of Avram. Okay, interesting din that comes up. Halacha Lamaisa. So I want you to be aware of it. From Brachas Avim Himmel, and that's the first thing I wanted to mention regarding this din. Next thing I want to discuss, Lamaisa, is a difficult halacha, but it comes up, Lamaisa. Hopefully, it never should be a local mice. By you. Yeah. Avram, right? Yeah. So, Maritzkaisner says the mistake, it should be Avim. You can never call anyone Abram. How could it say Vatani Avram? No? Why do you have to change the gears? Maybe the problem is calling Avram Avinu that. Why can't you call someone else Abram?
Does the Gemara give any reason why you can't call him Abram?
I don't know, Lamaisa, but I would have just said that the Yisr is calling Avram Avinu that, not calling anyone that, no. That's what I would have said. Lamaisa, in the back of the Beis Medrash, are you guys familiar in the back of the Beis Medrash? Are you? In the back of the Beis Medrash on the first floor. In the back of the shelf, the back shelves on the bottom, the Chumash section, almost towards the end, like around here in the back, can you get the Torah Ladas Chelik Aleph? It's a red sefer. No, that back. It's like right on that wall. See the Torah Ladas.
Further wall or
that wall. I promise you, like you're putting it on that wall.
Downstairs?
Yes, downstairs. You see, it's a red sefer, red and blue sefer. Next to last shelf, Torah Ladas.
On this side or on that side?
Raise your shmos.
This side.
That's what I'm... You want me to go get it? Binyamin, you know where it is?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's go quick. Did you miss 2 days last week? Binyamin, come on. Faster. So I would have said this is only a new. I would have always said this is calling Avraham Avinu by that name. But the Maisa... this is a difficulty that comes up. So I don't think there's an issue. Let's see what he says. He switches the gears. It's not Mazda why he switches the gears. Why would he switch the gears? Why do you have to switch the gears? That's what I would have said on local mics. Okay. The other concept that I want to discuss now is it troubling how often the normal should ever have to deal with local mics. But if you're married to a woman for 10 years and you don't have any kids, what's the law about grounds for divorce? Now, many people don't do it, and probably shouldn't because, you know, it's not nice. But is it grounds for divorce 10 years, no mindset? 10 years without any children. So this is a shiver that comes off. A lot of mice. I mean, we have to understand what it's all about, the mice, because a person should never be in that situation. Question is, when do the 10 years of the mice start? When do the 10 years start? Do they start? Do they count the years of Kutz Lawrence or not? Because it could be that the years of Kutz Lawrence. I got the wrong one. Could be the years of Kutzlarts are the greater of the Aveir. Thank you very much. I think this is the this is the wrong one. I wanted the first one. I wanted the red one. I said the red one. You want the red one? That's testing you. It was the red one. It's either red and blue. You know what? I think I should just get it. But I'll take a minute. Okay. Why is it? So, he doesn't say why he switched the gears here. So the Sefer Beis Shmuel says, is my name, any name Abram is referring to Avram Avinu. Every name, I guess. So that's why. In other words, anyone who calls Avram, Abram, is over an essay. So it doesn't seem like it's limited only to who? Avram Avinu, you know? Therefore, in a get, let's say a man divorced his wife, God forbid, his name is Abram. Abram Katz, I don't know. Famous Jewish name. You know what you're writing to get? Avraham. Because of this issue, one of the parashim about Abram. However, he concludes, B'shem the Rashal, there's a Kabbalah, this guy's name is Abram. And not Avraham for whatever reason, then you're right in the get Abram. Maybe for some Abram goes on, there was some reason that they called him Abram Dafka. But I want you to get this down. Yes, go ahead. What do you say? Oh, sure.
The man is called Abram, and you call him Avram
on the get. Well, you know, some people like a misspell a name, so it's clored and it's wrong. I don't know. Let's say some guys. He stayed with Shmuel, and his whole life he spelled it Shin Mem Vav Aleph Yud Lamed. I'm going to listen to it. You're like Shmuel in the Tzuba and Shmuel in the Get. It's wrong. So you want to say that based on the halacha, maybe it's wrong calling him Abram. You follow me? So maybe you change it. So, but the Maisa, for some reason, it's okay. So that's regarding that din. I wanted you to get that. Now let us continue now upon the 10-year concept that I brought up to you. Where is this Yishas? In Yevamos Samach Dalim and Aleph. It says, if you married a woman and you haven't had kids, you're not allowed to have a privilege with you. You either have to divorce her or you marry another woman before appearing under a benediction. And the Brisa says that you divorce her, she gets her ksuba, because maybe she wasn't zoken to have kids from you. How do you know it's her fault? Maybe it's your fault. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Methinks Esther Shonim Leshevis Avram Beretz Canaan. Yesterday's parsha. That's why he was Boel Hagar. Why was he Boel Hagar? Because he waited 10 years where? He waited 10 years, we were there in Eretz Yisrael. Because living in footsteps might have been the reason why he wasn't having kids. Because it's an oven to live where? In footsteps. So maybe that's why. So it doesn't count. You need to have 10 years where? In Eretz Yisrael, halacha l'maisa. 10 years. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. It's an interesting din, though. We assume that if there are other reasons, maybe, let's say he was sick, or she was sick, then that doesn't count the 10 years. You follow me? It's got to be 10 years, or let's say they were both in prison. Obviously, they couldn't have kids for 10 years, right? Or one of them were in prison, right? Actually, he says both of them in prison. That's a Rashi quote. Okay, that's what we assume, halacha l'maisa. So let's get this din, and then we gotta break the seder and continue on the place. Privia Varivia l'maisa, if she hasn't given birth in 10 years, he has a chiyuv to either what? Divorce her or marry another woman. But I want you to get this. I've been saying until now, Puruvu. The definition of Puruvu is one boy and one girl. Yes? Let's say she's had one boy or one girl. Even though Puruvu is not been fulfilled to that show, she can have a kid. And therefore, this din goes out the window. Once she has one kid, that's it. Now, that's usually what we assume. There is a new Piyosim Shin Rajma says no. That if she didn't have a boy, it is grounds for divorce, but we don't posken like this. We would be also the Shem and Rajbo. She has to have a boy and a girl. We don't posken like that. Now, this is she, the big kiddush of Yosef Shem and Rajbo. We have to have a boy and a girl. We assume as long as she had to have, we have a kid. One boy, one girl, the whole thing doesn't apply. Okay. Now, Avram, we mentioned, waited with Sarah 10 years, and then he married Hagar. So why did he wait for Lamaisa? Why Lamaisa, he bought a riot, why was Avram worried about this in Kiflarts? He was married for many more years. So the claim is that he felt that the years in Kiflarts cannot count because that's a sin in living in Kiflarts. And that was the reason why perhaps he had no kids. Yeshiva's Kiflarts is not old man in English. Okay? And therefore, Amaisa, it comes out, is that really true? That means a guy that lives in Kutzlars, Australia, America, married to a woman 10 years, it doesn't apply? Yeah, I mean, more than that. What is a mitzvah to Yavaritz? Trinus Amaisa. Is Puruvu a mitzvah to Yavaritz, or is it Kovas Agu? Which one is it? Why is anyone looking at her? Very, very difficult. Right? And the mice, and most people have children in the first place. So, you're going to tell me that this guy's one in a thousand, that Hashem didn't let him have kids because he's living there? Very, very difficult sacred law. And we find on the line that we'll know he was getting bubble. That they were married 10 years and then they married another woman or they divorced their wives. Bubbles to Florence, so you see that this deal was special to Avram alone, and Avram obviously was special, and that's why the 10 years he only counted in Eretz Yisrael, okay? But there's a sugi of Romans about some of Dalit. Now, I want to get to some details about this halacha. As I said, the Ramah says where she's never had a child. She had one child, that's enough. You really have a divorce Puruvu. You cannot force him to divorce her. As much as that, we don't force anyway a person. And a person is believed to say that he himself is the problem. He thinks that he's sterile and he's believed. He thinks that he is the problem, he's believed to say that, and we don't force him to divorce her. Because you want guys to fulfill this Puruvu. Let's say he says he's sterile. So we believe him. We don't force him. We can stay married to him. Now, when we count these 10 years, we count business. Let's say a guy's away on a business trip for 2 years. He's not even with his wife there. Or the Baal was sick. or she was a choyla, even though they're living together, then it does not count in his mind. Because we assume, Lamaise, that these other things were the things that were stopping them. It was not a what, and that, therefore, the sin causing you to be sick. So the truest milk stalker writes in Simon and Alf, it's quoted in the scripture of Sifron from Zion. This is found in the Shulchan Aruch. This whole Simon can be found in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tichnun Dalet and Ibn Ezra. It writes there, Baruch Li Sofe, that what it is, which is immediate. You really could do the math and say, listen, 12 days out of every month you can't be with your husband. Do that over 10 years, I don't know what that'll be. What's that? How many days is that? 12 times 12 is 144. Well, times 10 is what? 1440, right?
Yeah.
So if you do the math, that's 3 years. Think about it. 365 times 3 is what? So maybe you could say, take away that you don't do. It's interesting. I don't know why you don't. You don't do that, because I guess every marriage you assume has that cycle. And he says you don't detract that from the 10 years. Truth is, that's a lot of years. That's like 3 years. But what's 365 times 3?
It's closer to 4.
Closer to 4. What's 365 times 4? Come on, someone's got a knee. Let's get Zach. Not closer than this and that. You know, what's the math? Do it on your computer if you don't want to know it. Guys, a math and computer major, some of you guys. Come on.
1580.
What? 1580? 1540. So it's 100 extra. So it's about 3.8 years, about. Right? You'd think you could subtract that. You don't do that. Now let's get this. What happens if she miscarried, God forbid? You count the 10 years from the day she miscarried. What happens if she miscarries 3 times? He says, that's enough of a chazaka. You could divorce her, get the tzuba, and she's moved to marry someone else. What happens if he says, let's say they get into an argument. She says, he says that she miscarried, and she says she never miscarried. She's believed. She wants to get divorced too, because she wants to have kids. He says she miscarried twice, and she says 3 times. She's believed. He has to take a shrewd census that she did not miscarry, or she did 3 times, and then he's required to give her the tzuba. He's grounds for divorce. Okay. Now, we don't allow a husband to marry multiple wives nowadays. Karen Brimini Gershon. So the law holds like that. And you know that? We mentioned this, I think, in the 40-something. We observed the family of an Agershon. Its ruling is for 500 years, but the Ramah says we observe it forever. We're going to shift up to 10 minutes. I'd be a scholar. The Agershon was about 1,000. Another 500 years is going to be about 1,500, but we observe it in 10 minutes. That's why Spartan, when they get married, I have a good friend of mine, he wrote in Shuba Shua that he wouldn't marry another woman. Because the Machaber doesn't quote family of an Agershon, only the Ramah. And Agershon was Ashkenazi. So he takes a shrewd and he won't marry another woman. You know, there's an amazing guy getting married today. I'm in a veil, so I hope to drive him. I might need someone to help me to get directions. Because I don't have a GPS anyway, so now a smartphone. I might need someone directions. I turn this off wrong. You know the guy's getting married today? Rabbi Lavi Greenspan. Have you heard of him? He's blind. You never heard of him? He's blind. I remember when he was in yeshiva when he became blind. He had a terrible tumor on his pituitary gland, and the doctor messed up, and he lost his vision. And he ended up, he got sneaky, finished up as a big tzaddik. So Rav Yehuda was getting married today. Amazing. It must be in his late 40s.
I mean, a terrace up from him,
too. Terrace up, well, man, you got to help me out to get there. I'm not after this year. Okay. It's in Williamsburg, right? You got to come out to get there from the Army Force. No. But the mice, the big skus, he's getting married and everyone's very happy for him. So I'm going to go early and shoot some amount for you, because I'm in a Vegas. And I can't dance and hear a lot of music, because I figure I get there early, which is amount for you. Hey, you're going all the way there, why don't you call? It's not the same. So you make the effort to try to go. It's terrible. looks the right thing with this. The right thing with this.
So let's continue.
Now, the guy's lived 10 years before he signed with his wife and they haven't had kids. And he divorces her. She's wanting to marry another guy. Yes? What happens if she lives with the second guy 10 years and they have no kids? Same thing, the second guy divorces her. Can she marry a third man? Yes or no? Can she marry a third man? No. Because new Tosca, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that two makes a hazaka in certain areas, like danger, so dangerous, katlonis. Let's say a woman's been widowed twice, and that's supposed to marry her to be a third guy. She's because she's a katlonis, she's a killer. Not literally. Somehow, spiritually, you assume like that. Let's say two babies have died in a family because of meal, they bled to death. Hemophiliacs. With two, we're mocking like that, and two established chazaka. Normally, only two, we really need three. But in this area, also, in the marriage, we hold like the Benekutters, too. If she's been married to two guys for 20, 10 years with one guy, 10 years with another guy, what's it been? Then she can't marry a third guy, a local mice. Okay, we got a mother's apostle for women, not we got in the marriage. What happens if she did marry a third guy? And what happens? Same thing. He divorces her without a ksuba, unless he has another wife, or he can fill a puru. Now, if he recognized beforehand that she never had kids, it's his own fault. He married her, and that's it. She gets a ksuba. Okay, now what happens with Lysa if she marries a guy, the 40 guy for 10 years, they don't have a kids. If she doesn't collect a ksuba from the first guys, she doesn't collect. She didn't get the ksuba from the first two guys, she doesn't collect. If she did collect, she doesn't have to return the money. The third guy divorced her without the ksuba, she married a fourth guy, and she gives birth? Wow. She cannot collect the ksuba from the third guy. She got married with the fourth guy, and she had kids. Maybe she got healed. So what right of it is to take the money from the ksuba from the third guy? Maybe she got healed now when she married the fourth guy. It's not fair to the third guy. Okay. So this brings us down to the nitty-gritty practical, guys. Let's get it. No one should really shine up in license. And it's becoming more and more of a problem by the controlling the fertility issues. For some reason, it's becoming more of an issue. I don't know why. It is. I get shy with it. I don't know. But in the Piskei Tshuva, on the bottom of the page of Shekhalar, it gives you all the... You know, all the shadows and all the lights. Remember, Shekhar said his rabbi was a Tamil in ninth grade, and he said the machinas that are Tamil gave were so good. He said, I don't know how he came up with these questions. So later on, when he got older, he went to see Chuba, and he said, that's where the Tamil got all the shadows, got all the questions. Different cases. So you have a Yerushalayim, the man, big tzaddik, who lived over 10 years with his wife and had no kids. And he loved her. He loved his wife. He didn't want to divorce her. She's an Asian style, you're a Shomayim. And the truth is, he's learning great from Isaac. He's able to learn a lot, he's not so healthy as a guy. And he needs medicines, she takes care of him, he learns. And that's they actually raised their orphan in their home. And he learns with them, and anyone who's a begotten orphan, a semi-pruvu, because you really have to divorce him. She came with the shy. We don't force these mothers out. We wanted to know, is he doing the wrong thing by staying married to this person? This is the shy that he has. He doesn't want to be after a man has a heart to remind you, and that Hashem should punish him for they did the wrong thing. So the Piskei Tshuva reported this shy with the big thing, and he answered, you're not mechuyav to divorce him. Because the Ribon, the Rav Yoh, and the Sfaradim places, the Shehevi HaGos Mamonios Pergedvah, the Shema Rabbini Rukum. This whole din does not apply in Pitzlar. Wow. It comes back again. The Pitzlar issue. Even according to the Rush that says Pitzlar does count, there's still a Heter. Because we said if he's sick, even though they're living together, but maybe because he's not healthy, and his ship was there is not strong, maybe that's the reason why they're not having kids. And even the Rupioso, who says that Kolomamish, that he cannot be, have Vior, he says it means Kolomamish, but cannot convert this. So the Rupioso is not strong enough. There's a Hector. What's the Hector? What's the name of this Hector? What do we say how much money a person has to spend in his bank account to do a mitzvah sesset? How much? How much? A fifth. All your vazbas, Yosem, and Gomes. He loves his wife so much, that's equivalent to at least more than a fifth in his bank account. He's not afraid to, because of who to do that, you follow me? Isn't that a nice svarah? Therefore, the tshuva is what? It's very expensive, the tosefta, and even in money, it might be more than what he has. And the mice, he doesn't know if he'll find another inch of style. So if you put everything together, it's more than what? It's more than a fifth. And he's not afraid to do that. Now, let's say it gets a little bit more complicated. We have the couple living in Futzlards, yes? And the husband wants to make aliyah, and she refuses. Should we force her? Or she's got to accept the get? Because we won up shop. We passed in the yeshiva Futzlards, doesn't count in the million. Because of the Chumash, the Chumash, the Chumash, the Dovin of Futzlards counted it. And even if you say there's a mitzvah, what is that, to do aliyah, and she's got to make aliyah, she doesn't want to, you can divorce her against her will, lose the tzuba. There is no mitzvah like we had that sheep, but there's no mitzvah with the Futzlards we had in place. The bondsman there is, who's been a phenomenal, says that either because we don't have a mitzvah with Futzlards or it's too dangerous. Remember we discussed that? Is there a mitzvah with the Futzlards as well? Then the Futzlards is not being buried in Zalinas. Minus, so therefore, in these short 10 years, Elisa, she refused to make aliyah, he could divorce her. Let's just close with the following. Is it really the living in Futzlards that's the problem? No. It's because the tumor in their Futzlards is the problem. And that's why Hashem didn't give it to Yad Yishmael. So granted, on this in over. But Tzvusser Tzvah doesn't have. And it's like Utsa Kamandovi. It's not like you did. So Avram Avinu, Yeshiva Tzvah caused the problems. That's why they didn't count that in 10 years. He wasn't a Tzvah to go there at Tzvah yet. Nevertheless, we assume that there's considered to be Tumah, and the Tzvus is not going to help in Buffalo Mice. Okay, no one should have this scenario, God forbid. You guys should fall in love with a woman's a year of Shemayim, they should stay familiar and have kids, try to have kids right away. That's the real mahalo for necessary circumstances, which practically we can discuss the mice if it never comes up, practically we get married, if you have birth control for a certain amount, but it's got to be an exact number, can't say open-ended, got to be in 3 months, 6 months, the mice. But the therapy really should be not trying to have kids right away. You never know the ones. You never know the schools. If they're expensive, then you got to discuss with the law and get ahead. If you're ready, very well. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's get to see what we have to learn the payments. We continue in the places. Please go over, guys.